In its quest to provide an open forum for discussion of controversial issues, this station allows hosts and their guests to express themselves without any significant censorship. You're advised that any views expressed by the hosts or their guests are not necessarily the views of Tuggy Entertainment or its partners.
Welcome to Officer Radio, powered by the worldwide resources of Officer.com. And hosted by Editor-in-Chief of Officer.com and 30-year law enforcement veteran Frank Borelli. Officer Radio is your source for the latest news, trends, and issues facing the law enforcement community. Join us each week as Officer Borelli and his guest examine, dissect, and discuss the issues facing our industry. Call in live and join the conversation to get your voice heard. Now, let's get to it. It's Officer Radio, live with Frank Borelli on Officer.com.
Good afternoon, listeners, or good morning, depending on where you're at. Good evening, I guess, if you're on the other side of the Atlantic. Welcome to Thursday. Welcome to Officer Radio, brought to you by Officer.com. I'm your host, editor for Officer.com, Frank Borelli, and I am going to apologize up front. Please bear with me today if you hear me cough or make any other rude noises. I'm coming off a really ugly cold. I've got my throat lozenges here. I've got my fruit punch here. Try my best to keep myself lubricated. No, there's no Jack Daniels. There's no bourbon. There's no spiked eggnog. I'm not keeping myself lubricated that way. I'm just trying to make sure that the soreness in my throat doesn't come through on the show. But if you hear me cough or sniffle, forgive me. That's what it's about. Today we'll be talking about the silly season, the time of year that is essentially from just before Thanksgiving to just after New Year's Day. Earlier I read an article that claimed the silly season was the summer months. And I never, ever thought of the silly season as the summer months. As a veteran police officer, I've always considered the silly season when people act even more silly than normal. And that tends to happen Thanksgiving to Christmas, those times a year when a whole lot of family gets together, too much alcohol gets consumed, people who really don't like each other too much get face-to-face over a table, they got sharp knives in their hands, they're fighting over a turkey leg, whatever. The silly season for me has always been right before Thanksgiving to just after New Year's, the time of the year when cops seem to do more work than they do any other time. Joining me on today's show will be police officer and volunteer fireman Steve Forges. Steve's been a guest on the show before, and we appreciate him coming back. That he continues to put up with me amazes me. He is a friend of mine, and he makes fun of me for not being a fireman anymore, and I make fun of him for being a fireman still. Some of my best friends are firemen. I did the work for about 5 years. I was a volunteer fireman. We won't talk about how many decades ago because it'll give away how old I am. But there came a point for me where I was going into a working apartment fire, and a little voice in the back of my head said, you know, dude, one day fire is going to win. And I knew that at that point, I was better off. All of my fellow firemen were better off if I didn't run fire calls anymore. I ran EMS calls for quite some time and then got out of it in the altogether and focused on being a police officer. Steve is actually both still today. He's a volunteer fireman and a policeman. I felt it would be good to get his input on some issues. All of them will be public safety related. Not all of them will be strictly law enforcement topics. But we are going to spend the majority of the show talking about the silly season, the holidays, the uptick in calls for service, the dangers and the stressors that we have to deal with in addition to the usual stuff that our job throws at us. Throughout the show, just like always when we're live, we'll be taking calls from you, our listeners. Please feel free to call in. The number to dial is 866-404-6519. That's 866-404-6519. If you have a comment, question, observation, or other thought to share, please don't hesitate to dial me up. If for any reason you're uncomfortable calling, feel free to send me an email. The email address is frankborelli@officer.com. No dits, dots, dashes, or spaces, all one word, frankborelli@officer.com. Call or send me an email. Let me know what's on your mind. Today's show, like all of them, will be archived on the officer.com radio page as well as our podcast page. To find it for reference or for future listening, just go to officer.com and on the top navigation bar, click on the Media Center. In our Media Center, click on the blue navigation bar. You'll see the link for officer.com radio right next to the link for our podcast library. In fact, if you're listening, you're on the officer.com radio page up at the top of your window. Look to the left of the word radio. You'll see the word podcast. That's where they all get archived. My ego would be well fed, and officer.com would love it if you would bookmark that page and come back to it as reference material. Often we discuss training issues, and I like to think we're a good source of information for the law enforcement community. Archived shows are also available on iTunes, so you can search us out there to download them. Now, I had one listener who said, hey, Frank, they're up there by date, not topic material. We're working on that, but here's the workaround. Come to the officer.com podcast page. You'll see the date and the topic material. Then you can just go search that date on iTunes and download it. If you're looking for a show from Thanksgiving, last week we had a show that was not live. It was the show from September 15th when we honored the fallen. We had Mr. Bill Finnegan. We had Mr. Craig Floyd. We had Mr. Chuck Canterbury, leaders in the industry, one at Memorial, one at FOP, one at Victory First. We did a lot talking about fallen officers and honoring them. That was the show that was replayed on Thanksgiving. I felt it was appropriate, given that it was Thanksgiving, and I believe that officers who have made the ultimate sacrifice, although we hate to see it happen, it's something we should definitely never stop appreciating, that they were there and they were willing to stand in the gap. So let's keep them in mind. As you well know, hopefully, officer.com has both a Facebook fan page and a Twitter feed. Any updates we plan for the radio show, scheduled guests, etc., will be posted and tweeted accordingly. Please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Not only do we appreciate the interaction, but it allows us to serve your information needs better. Now, all of that out of the way, we're going to get into the show today. We're talking about the silly season. You get me for a few minutes before Steve joins in, right after the first break. Some people seem to think that the silly season starts with Halloween. I would be inclined to agree with some of them. There is a huge gap, though, when you think about it, and not it's really not, again, now that I think about it, between the 31st of October and Thanksgiving. You know, that can be anywhere from 3.5 to 4 weeks, and depending on how Thursday falls, that Thursday falls in November. The silliness that starts in Halloween really is not out of control yet. You don't get extra days off from school for Halloween. The adolescents and the young adults can't really be too ignorant without paying a big price the next day or the next Monday, whichever it might be. When Thanksgiving rolls around, most companies, like Cygnus, the company that owns Officer.com, among other things, we get the Friday after Thanksgiving off as well. A lot of companies have started doing this. They used to give off Columbus Day, and now they give Friday after Thanksgiving in place of Columbus Day. As a guy with the last name Borelli and all the Italians that celebrate Columbus Day, I don't know if I should be happy or sad about it, but I'm very happy about having a four-day weekend on Thanksgiving weekend. It's a longer weekend. People have more time to get together, spend time together, be around each other. And I think it's really when the problems start to kick off, especially when you look at the commercialism today. You know, Black Friday, that day after Thanksgiving, people going shopping at midnight. I've seen news stories this year that are just horror stories. I mean, the lady out in L.A. or wherever it was, that she OC sprayed a whole bunch of people so she could get in the door someplace first. Another woman who threatened people with a knife saying, hey, you know, I'm going to get mine, and if y'all try to get my way, I'm going to cut you. Really, folks? I mean, is this what it's come to? Commercialism and sales and advertising stuff has all got so rampant that we let this system, that sales system, and make no mistake, that's what it is. It's all those stores trying to get you to be so hungry to spend your money that you spend money you don't even have on products that you don't even need at an outrageously stupid price, even though it's on sale and marked down 30%. And well, yeah, but 6 months ago you could have had it for 20% less than that, but you weren't paying attention then. We've gotten so stupid with this sales and buying and the commercialism of the season starting right there at midnight on Thanksgiving. So picture this, if you will. Join me in your mind and think about Thanksgiving throughout the day. Football, big part of a lot of people's Thanksgiving day. Big meal, snackage around lunchtime, big, huge dinner, several courses, turkey full of what's that stuff, tryptophan or whatever it is. It's supposed to make you want to take a nap. All of the different side dishes, whatever your family has is a particular traditional side dish. I've been married twice, not to give away a lot of information, but my first wife, her family had certain side dishes that were traditional. My second wife, as she says, my last wife, she likes to think that way. I don't want to argue with her. I like domestic tranquility. But her family has traditional side dishes. I dated a girl way back in the day whose family was Portuguese, and they had their traditional side dishes. Certainly Italians have their traditional side dishes. Germans, every cultural has them. But you have all this food, and you fill up, and usually that's when the football comes in. And some people have a hard time staying awake for it because they've eaten all that food. And usually there's some imbibing of adult beverages, and some people sleep it off, and some people keep on imbibing. And then some of those people go out at midnight to shop for Black Friday. And aren't we just stupid? What in the world possesses an intelligent adult? Yes, I heard some of you saying, what intelligent adult? The people who do that aren't intelligent. I'm with you. As they say on the street, I feel you. What would make an intelligent adult get bombed, start to maybe sort of sober up, drive illegally under the influence to a store where there's a ton of other people around, act like a jerk, and run through the store trying to seize that one item that they absolutely positively must have? What in the world's gotten into us? But then when the problems start, 911 gets called. The ambulance rolls out for the injuries. The police roll out for the crowd control. And make no mistake, at that point, it's definitely crowd control. When you've got a couple hundred people waiting to get through the front doors of Best Buy or something, that's a crowd. You got to pick the two or three people out of there that are they're having the problem. And you might have two or three cops to do it in amongst those hundreds of people. You see a problem. We have an officer survival issue right off the bat. After that, it's a whole weekend full of shopping. Then we start counting days to Christmas. I'm not against Christmas. I like Christmas. Christmas is a wonderful holiday. I think we forget the meaning of Christmas all too often when we kick aside the purpose of celebrating the birth of Christ, which was what Christmas was there for. And I know there are folks who feel it was another holiday before that, and I'm not going to get into the religious and ritual argument. It's not a holiday that is there for the purpose of celebrating sales. It's just been leveraged that way. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, parties, alcohol consumption, people driving stupid, stores staying late, thefts going up, all of this is part of the silly season. And all of it will be what Steve Forges and I talk about when we come back after this first break. This is Officer Radio on Officer.com. We welcome you for listening. Don't forget to call.
Want to get your voice heard about law enforcement issues? This is your show. It's Officer Radio on Officer.com. And we'll be back with more right after these.
This is Frank Borelli, editor for Officer.com. In May of 2011, a small brown-eyed boy proudly showed off the law enforcement buttons he had pinned to his shirt in honor of his dad, an officer killed in the line of duty 6 years ago. Then the reality set in. This boy was just a few days away from his sixth birthday. He never got the chance to meet his dad, nor did thousands of children whose parents' names are forever etched into the living memorial in Judiciary Square. Join us in 2012 as we launch Officer World Expo in Washington, D.C. in our effort to reduce the intolerably large number of officers who didn't get to go home to their families. OfficerWorldExpo.com, because some records aren't meant to be broken.
Boost your life force and enhance your health today with Life Force Naturals. This product is a superb combination of all-natural super green foods, berries and herbs that contain the entire spectrum of vitamins and minerals, and much, much more. Packed with chlorophyll, enzymes, vitamins, minerals, plant-based antioxidants, fiber, and a powerhouse of therapeutic herbal components, Life Force Naturals may also help you detox by optimizing liver, kidney, and gut function, giving you antioxidant protection, help reduce inflammation, help your immune system, your resistance against cancer, and your protection against heart disease. Life Force Naturals also has antifungal, antibacterial, and antiviral properties. Life Force Naturals, a cut above any commercially available multi-nutrient combination. To order your bottle of Life Force Naturals, call 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735, or shop online at shophealthybody.com.
Welcome back to Officer Radio, powered powered by the worldwide resources of Officer.com and hosted by Editor-in-Chief of Officer.com, 30-year law enforcement veteran Frank Borelli. Now, let's get back to the show. It's Officer Radio on Officer.com.
Good afternoon and welcome back. We are joined after the break. That's where we are now. We're joined by Mr. Steve Forges, Officer Steve Forges, Fireman Steve Forges is going to have a nice conversation with me like we're sitting around a kitchen table, not drinking alcohol this silly season. But before we get to that, remember that you can dial in with your thoughts and your observations. The number is 866-404-6519 or send me an email to frankborelli@officer.com. Now, Steve Forges, how you doing, man?
Very good. Thank you.
I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show. I was talking about the silly season and how, for me, in my mind, it's always run from right before Thanksgiving to right after New Year's. Is that about cover it for you?
Yeah, and it seems to be getting earlier and earlier every year.
And you know, I agree with you. Some people seem to think it starts around Halloween, and I tend to think so too, but Halloween's such a short thing. I mean, it's one day. You don't get that Friday after. I mean, Thanksgiving, you got this nice long holiday, and you've got Black Friday in there, which this year just seems to have been insane.
I would agree with that. It was insane.
I mean, like I mentioned earlier, the news article about the woman who she was OC spraying people so they wouldn't be a problem to keep her from getting into a store. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I did hear about that, and it's just ridiculous the extremes that people are taking in order to get that good deal.
You know, and it seems like that theme is kind of dominating the silly season already. I mean, every time I turn on the TV, I'm seeing pushes for Christmas stuff. We've got people in our neighborhood, and like I said earlier, I love the Christmas season, but we've got people out here who have thousands upon thousands of dollars of Christmas decorations already up on their house and in their yard. They had them up before Thanksgiving. It seems kind of ridiculous to me. I mean, it seems silly to the most extreme.
I agree. You know, when I was a kid, you know, growing up, you know, it was, you know, tradition to do the whole Thanksgiving thing, and then after all the dinner, then going out and, you know, setting up the Christmas decorations, and, you know, people seem to be setting up everything, you know, even earlier, you know, than Thanksgiving. I remember that was a norm on Thanksgiving, going out and doing the decorations, and then you had all of Friday to go out doing whatever shopping you're going to do.
Well, Friday starts at midnight now, which seems kind of insane, but I think you're absolutely right. It seems to start earlier and earlier, but that means that our silly season is expanding as well. Now, in that situation, I talked about the lady with the OC spray. You've got hundreds of people waiting to get into a store. You get a 911 call. A couple of cars get dispatched. Now you have two or three police officers showing up to deal with a situation that potentially involves hundreds of people. And we both know that there's got to be some kind of officer survival risk there. And I can't help but wonder, is there a way to deal with that? What do you guys do where you work?
Lucky for me, in my jurisdiction, we don't have, you know, all the retail stuff to be dealing with. But, you know, when you're going into something like that, you just don't know what the frames, you know, what the mindset is of that person. You know, are they just, you know, trying to get that jump start on everyone? Or are they mad at the world and don't care about anybody? You know, are we going to be going in and facing OC ourselves, or even, you know, more potentially, you know, dangerous weapons, you know, when we confront this person, plus dealing with all those victims, you know? And from a police standpoint, you know, we got to deal with, you know, the best we can, but also from like an EMS side, there's a lot of people there that, you know, have to be dealt with by EMS, and that's a large number of people. You know, that,
yeah, trying to decontaminate one person's difficult. I can't imagine doing dozens.
Right. You know, so it's almost like bringing in a MASH unit. You know, you're having to bring a lot of EMS crews in to deal with that, and, you know, decontaminate all those people, and it's very time consuming.
Not to mention time, well, time consuming, yes, but I'm thinking now in terms of the labor costs and everything, the more the silly season gets silly, the crazier it gets, the longer it gets, the more of a burden it is on law enforcement and fire safety budgets.
Right.
I hadn't even thought about that before.
Right. And in my mind, besides, you know, I hear that person's jeopardizing, you know, the safety of all these people. You know, why are they taking it upon themselves to do that and jeopardize their own welfare? You know, they should be getting charged, you know, with the assault on every single one of those people. And I think that person should also be getting all the charges for the medical fees for all those people.
Yeah, I didn't think about that either. I mean, we get that person, we get them locked up. Now, we can charge them criminally, but can all those other people sue them civilly? And I imagine they could. And then could the state, as was done in the case of Casey Anthony, can the state then turn around and charge, you know, try to get restitution from the criminal for all of the expenses related to that particular event?
Right.
I think we walk a fine line with that, to be honest with you, Steve. While it sounds like a great idea, then isn't the next step charging somebody for, you know, you get a call for service and you go out and they get a bill? Isn't that what they pay taxes for? I mean, aren't we supposed to be – aren't our man hours and our labor and everything else supposed to be covered out of a fixed budget? I don't – anyway. That's probably a topic for a different radio show.
Right.
We get into it a little bit too deep. So we've got that silliness to deal with, and it builds up. It gets all the way to Christmas. We deal with the people that are drinking too much and the domestics. Let's talk some – excuse me – about some of these the calls we typically see go up this time of year. You know, we see a lot of an increase in alcohol consumption, a lot of traffic enforcement increases in many places. Do you see that in your jurisdiction?
Oh, we certainly do. You know, there's a lot more drinking involved, and, you know, and then with the drinking usually come the domestics and, you know, fights over, you know, just general family disputes. You know, you're getting all these different family members, you know, from all over town or all over the country coming into town. And, you know, there's usually some sort of dispute, you know, misunderstandings or whatever that kick off. And you got the drunk driving. It's like, yeah, there's going to be the parties. There's going to be drinking. But you got to be responsible about it. But everyone, it's the common sense seems to go out the window when it comes to the holidays and you're drinking. You know, well, there's taxi cabs that you can call for a ride instead of getting behind that wheel.
You can do that 24/7, can't you? I mean, there's always a taxi cab you can call instead of drinking while you're driving. But specifically this time of year, depending on where you are in the country and what the climate is, not only are you dealing with a drunk driver, you're dealing with a drunk driver and sometimes bad weather conditions, and you start combining drunk drivers with slippery roadways, and it's twice as ugly as it was to begin with.
Yeah, so. I've arrested many that have gone into snowbanks.
Well, at least they had a soft landing.
Right.
You mentioned domestics, and certainly in many families, I'm not going to say in all families because some families don't have – internal squabbles, or at least in my ideal little world where I'm happy to believe between my ears, not every family has internal squabbles, but a lot do. And then you get people, brothers and sisters, cousins, aunts, uncles, whatever, in-laws, stepmom, stepdad, stepbrother, stepsister, stepcousins, whoever, baby mama, dad's dogs, cousins, nephew, whatever. They all get together in a room and somebody doesn't like somebody, a couple of drinks get poured, and the next thing you know, the fight's on. Now, somebody calls 911. We show up, and, you know, somebody called us, so they're happy to see us, but everybody else says this is a family matter, butt the hell out. And it's almost worse than a regular domestic. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, because you got all those people trying to keep you out, and now you got to watch your back with not just two or three people, but 10, 15, 20 people. You know, you were called there for a reason, and you gotta deal with it the best that you can, and get it resolved, whether it be, you know, just giving them some advice to get through the rest of the night if there hasn't been an actual assault, or taking someone into custody, you know. But dealing with all those extra people can be an even bigger headache, because now you got all these other mouths going and either trying to prevent you from doing your job or giving you a line of, you know, BS, you know, to help their family member.
It's always interesting. So let's talk about – we're going to shift gears a little bit and get away from the domestic and the drunk driving. We're going to talk about the wonderful earlier we were talking about commercialism, and you know, this year also, this time of year, we see thefts go up in a major way. Thefts from automobiles, thefts from people's offices at work. And I joked earlier about how I guess criminals have to get their kids gifts too. But aside from the awareness of the civilians, how do we deal with that?
I feel like in what way? Yeah, in what way? And well, thefts go on year round, you know, but this time of year, it goes up, you know, drastically, you know, and it's all a matter of being aware, you know, whether it be retail theft or purse snatches or pickpocketing, you know, for the general civilian, and even cops out there, we got to always be aware of our surroundings. You know, who's close to us. You know, I certainly don't want to be pickpocketed. And if I'm oblivious to everything going on around me, I'm going to get pickpocketed. You know, and that's what, you know, they got to be aware of, you know, what's going on.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I know we're getting close to a break. And I, for those who don't know, our production unit uses Skype to do all the communication stuff in the background. And it's really cool. But everybody heard when our producer gave me a time limit and then when I acknowledged it, which is really cool. But we're almost at our break. We're going to come back and talk some more about those thefts and the increase in those during the commercial season. So stay tuned.
Want to get your voice heard about law enforcement issues? This is your show. It's Officer Radio on Officer.com. And we'll be back with more right after these. Hey, moms. Juggle your hats with our mom of many hats, Angie Mazzillo. Friday afternoons at 5 Eastern, 4 Central on the Mom to Mom Network. Moms are always juggling their hats. And sometimes it's easy for moms to forget their value when life calls for switching from role to role. But the ability to juggle so many hats is priceless. She is never just a mom. She's a decision maker, coordinator, creative genius, counselor, a friend, an authority, and a leader in her household. On Mom of Many Hats Radio, we'll be talking about the hats that you as a mom juggle. We'll acknowledge your importance and support in helping you and all moms to not just defend your value, but to believe in your value. For more on the show and Angie, check out her website, azmamaminihats.com. She is a strong woman. She is powerful. She is wonderful. And she is valuable. Mom of Many Hats with Angie Mazzillo. Friday afternoons at 5 Eastern, 4 Central on the Mom to Mom Network.
This is Frank Borelli, editor for Officer.com. Join thousands of other law enforcement professionals attending Police Week, May 12th through the 17th, 2012, in Washington, D.C. The new Officer World Expo at Police Week will offer training, conference sessions, and networking opportunities to better equip those who protect others. Visit OfficerWorldExpo.com because some records aren't meant to be broken.
Welcome back to Officer Radio, powered by the worldwide resources of Officer.com and hosted by Editor-in-Chief of Officer.com, 30-year law enforcement veteran Frank Borelli. Now, let's get back to the show. It's Officer Radio on Officer.com.
All right. Well, listeners, welcome back. As always, you are welcome to call into the show. The number is 866-404-6519, or you can email me comments to frankborelli@officer.com. I just checked my email. None of you have sent me any. So, moving on. Steve, right before the break, we were talking about thefts and the increase of them during this time of the year. I want to put that off towards the end of the show when we're going to talk about what civilians can do, the non-police officers can do to reduce their chances of being targeted and to reduce their chances of being a victim. Let's talk for a second. You're a cop. You're a fireman. I've been a cop for a long time. I was a fireman. This time of year, and I'll tell you about an incident and why this comes to mind. This time of year, we have to deal with something additional to the stupidity of human beings, and that is the sometimes seemingly stupid climate, the weather conditions. You know, none of us likes to write a traffic report, an accident report, when it's raining. That just sucks. This time of year, though, we have to deal with snow, ice, slush, rain, potential hypothermia, depending on what you do. And the story I wanted to tell you years back in the mid-1990s, we had a ice storm here in Maryland where I live, and I had a theft call at a house. Breaking and entering had occurred overnight, and the house was situated right in the middle of this hill, and it was a pretty good hill. It was about an 8 or 9 degree grade, and we had this ice storm, and I knew better than to drive my car over the hill. What I didn't expect was, as I walked, I got over the hill and everything was fine. And the next thing I know, I'm on my butt sliding down this hill, literally all the way to the bottom until I ran into the fence, which thank God stopped me because I'd have kept on going right into the railroad tracks. But we have this situation where weather's a challenge too. Now, you live someplace that's, if I'm not wrong, a little bit mountainous. Is that correct?
That's correct.
How much of a role – how much planning, how much adjustment do you guys make to take into consideration weather concerns?
Of course, we're having to watch our speeds. And, you know, luckily for us, our road departments are pretty good, with exception to the state road department.
We're not talking about which commonwealth you live in, so we want to identify them.
Anytime any of our local roads are, you know, starting to show signs of ice or, you know, too much snow, we're able to just call them and they come right out and, you know, take care of it. We're having to watch the, you know, how fast we're going and where we park, because you can't always see the shoulders, you know, because we don't, when we stop and, you know, for a call, we're not parking right in the middle of the road most of the times, you know, occasionally, but, you know, usually we're pulling off on the shoulder, you know, but with, you know, significant amount of snow or even just a couple inches of snow, you can't see exactly what's there. And of course, you're not going to remember every, you know, square inch of your jurisdiction, you know, so, you know, we're having to, you know, pay more attention to that kind of stuff.
Have you ever seen, and I know you have, I'll tell you about mine. We had a guy, it wasn't even weather related. We used to have a spot where we'd back up to do radar enforcement, speed enforcement using radar. And it was behind this little Chinese restaurant, and there was a gully behind it. And if you backed up enough, you could get the radar gun pointing right up the state highway perfect. But if you backed up too far, like this one gentleman did, you were shooting radar at the planes flying overhead because you rolled backwards into the gully. We got to laugh at ourselves when stuff like that happens, but it happens. At least when it's snowy, there's less damage to your rear bumper when that happens.
Right.
So you guys do have to plan for the weather and make adjustments. Do you have to put chains on your tires and all that stuff?
No, actually, in my state, chains are not authorized. They're illegal in the state. We have four-wheel drive available to us. Our regular car, they generally put studs on. Studded tires, which personally I'd rather have regular tires. I think the regular tires have better traction on the roads when they're normal, you know, than with the studs. With the studs, if it's dry or even a little bit wet, the tires break loose very easy. And if it's bad enough, I'm just going to get in the four-wheel drive.
Help me out, because I've never seen or heard of this before. What the heck is stud tires?
Uh, little metal studs that stick out of the tire slightly so that it can bite into ice and snow.
Okay, I've never seen that before. It's kind of a cool idea, but if there's not snow and ice and stuff on the ground, doesn't that tear up the road pretty good?
Not as much as chains, because they just barely protrude just enough to be beyond the outside surface of the tire.
Right.
You know, so it's supposed to give you added traction, which it does to an extent on ice, but. Okay. I'd much rather just get in a four-wheel drive and not deal with the studs. Yeah,
me too. Now, pulling on your fireman side, the EMS side, how often do you see weather-related injuries or illnesses because people don't dress properly for the weather? They end up hypothermic or something like that?
From time to time, it does get pretty cold here, in the wintertime, so, people are pretty accustomed to the temperatures and dress accordingly. Now, if I could just get my daughter to dress accordingly, that'd be,
Welcome to the parenting world. My son went to school with a pair of shorts on today because he doesn't like wearing long pants.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for the school to call me. It's 38 degrees out. My son's wearing shorts. I'm going to get a phone call, and they're going to lecture me about not being a proper parent. But, he's a teenager. What do you do?
Right.
So,
you've
seen the weather-related – I don't want to call them injuries, but the hypothermia and things like that.
Right. You get that from time to time, plus, of course, the accidents that occur because of the weather.
Okay. All right. Well, let's shift gears again then. You've been a cop for a number of years in a couple of different jurisdictions. I'm going on 30 next year. Around the silly season for we who wear a uniform, there's an additional stress, and that's the stress of being away from our family events on the specific holidays. When you think about Thanksgiving, it's a family holiday very specifically. Christmas Eve and Christmas are both very specifically days people spend time with their family, apparently unless you work in retail. New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, big party days, but still – there, if you're working and you can't be with your family or your significant other for those days, we get that added stress, that added inconvenience of being away from our family. The agencies in your experience, ones you've worked for, where you're working now, without naming names, without pointing fingers, do they try to make some kind of effort to rotate people around so you're not working every Christmas or every Thanksgiving?
To an extent, and depending on the size of the agency, too, it can, have, an effect on that. The larger agencies, of course, have a little bit more flexibility with having more officers.
Right.
The agency I'm with now is, fairly small, and, so most of the time I end up getting stuck, working a holiday, but it varies as to which shift I end up working, so it's not as bad as always working the same shift on every holiday and occasionally getting one off.
Well, now you talk about shifts. First shift is typically a day work shift, either 7 to 3 or 8 to 4. Second shift is the evening. Third shift is overnight, midnight shift.
Right.
If you had your druthers, if you had to work a shift on Thanksgiving, which shift would it be?
Probably first shift.
Day works?
Day work. So I could.
So you're home for dinner.
Right. So I can go home for dinner.
And then turn on the football game.
Yeah. I wasn't fortunate this year, but was still able to get some Thanksgiving dinner.
All right. Christmas Eve. What shift do you want to work?
Either day or evening shift. Just so I can get home and, at least, by 11, 12 o'clock so I can, be putting out any gifts that need to go out, once the kids are down.
And you can get some sleep before they wake you up at 4:30 in the morning screaming about the sun coming up already?
Right.
Christmas Day, if you absolutely positively have to work, what shift do you work?
I prefer third shift. Just so I could have, most of the day to spend with the family and, if I could.
take a little bit of a nap and then go to work and be fatigued and unsafe. I hear you, man. I'm with you. I used to do it all the time. But again, now that's a reality when we talk about law enforcement, public safety. How many people do that? How many people, they work that evening or that midnight shift, they're getting up, they're getting home. They're either not getting much sleep, getting up early Christmas morning, or they're getting home Christmas morning, having gotten – they've been awake all night because they were at work. Then they've got to be awake with the family all day to enjoy Christmas, and then they're going back to work again that night. They're doing that 36 to 48 hours without any sleep. That's not safe. That's an officer safety issue. That's a public safety issue in general, because firemen – that's just as dangerous for firemen as it is for cops. The only difference being firemen don't have to patrol. If they get to the firehouse and want to put their feet up and snore, they can. Right?
Right.
And I'm not going to say I've never ever seen a cop go to a firehouse and put his feet up and snore, because I've seen that happen in some small towns, and nobody really cared because the town rolled up the sidewalks after dark. It was no big deal.
Right.
They monitored their radio. The dispatcher knew where to call them. Everything was good. They just weren't patrolling. And when you've got 24 inches of snow on the ground, typically they don't expect you to patrol anyway. But so we do have those added stressors, you know, family members, wives, whatever, that are unhappy that, you know, we can't be there. We're having to work. Now, oddly enough, in my case, yes, I'm going to throw it out there. My wife works in retail, and she gets to work on all these wonderful holidays because her employers decided they have to be open all these days. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot. Should anything other than a convenience store or gas station be open on Christmas?
For our convenience, it'd be nice if fast food was. But, you know,
when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about food and what the heck we do to eat on these holidays. But on Christmas Day, man, should anything – I mean, okay, Wawa's open. Does anything – or, you know, Royal Farms, whatever the local convenience store is for you that's got the gas pumps out front. Does anything else need to be open on Christmas?
Not really. I don't think so.
That was the answer I was looking for, man. Just feed me the one I want.
Yeah.
All right. We got about 30 seconds till our break. When we come back, we are going to talk about what cops and firemen do for meals on some of these holidays, because there are some concerns, some things we have to think about, different considerations for professionalism and safety. And then we're going to finish the show talking about safety for civilians. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Want to get your voice heard about law enforcement issues? This is your show. It's Officer Radio on Officer.com. And we'll be back with more right after these.
This is Frank Borelli, editor for Officer.com. 152. The number of law enforcement fatalities in 2010. The numbers are too high. Any line of duty death is unacceptable. Join us in Washington, D.C. next year during National Police Week at the first ever Officer World Expo as we combine a unique training opportunity with the largest police memorial in the United States. Visit OfficerWorldExpo.com for details and to join the mailing list. Officer World Expo, because some records aren't meant to be broken.
Get ready to live La Bella Vita with Dawn Catherine on TogiNet.com. Live La Bella Vita. If you're wanting to know all the beauty tricks of the trade and the latest fashion trends before everyone else, this is your show. If you admire celebrities' beauty and their fashion sense, this is your show. Do you love wine and want to know more about the process it takes to make wine from the vine to the bottle? This is your show. Live La Bella Vita. For more on the show and your host, check out our website, LaBellaVitaCosmetico.com. This is the kind of show you can sink your teeth into. If you enjoy traveling and food and family, all with an Italian flair, then you can live La Bella Vita with your host, Dawn Catherine. Wednesday nights at midnight, 11 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com. Welcome back to Officer Radio. powered by the worldwide resources of Officer.com, and hosted by Editor-in-Chief of Officer.com, 30-year law enforcement veteran Frank Borelli. Now, let's get back to the show. It's Officer Radio on Officer.com.
Good afternoon again, and welcome back. I got to tell you guys, I really love that guy's voice that does the intro. Our production company, TogiNet, I don't know who that guy is, but I really love his voice. Bobby Bell. Okay. Thank you, Wayne. I appreciate that. Listeners, if you want to call in, the number is 866-404-6519, or you can email me, frankborelli@officer.com. Steve, we were talking about food on those holidays before we went to the break. Now, I used to work for a nice small town, and I always knew which families, if I had to work Thanksgiving or Christmas Eve, they were going to call the station, or they were going to page me, whatever. They were going to call the dispatcher. Somebody was going to say, hey, if you need a meal, come by, get a plate of food, and eat. Has the same thing happened to you?
Yes, it has. And with after a short period of time, you start getting to know people, and if most likely you already have friends within your jurisdiction, you know, that you can trust not to be, you know, doing anything to your food. But you know, I do have, you know, friends and that I can go to, and you know, I on Thanksgiving this year, I had several offerings, you know, but I already had some place I was able to go, and you know, so but you got to watch out for it.
But you bring up a good point. There's a safety concern because some people will look like they're trying to be nice to you, and you don't know what they're really putting in your food. So if you're going to accept that meal from somebody in your jurisdiction, you've got to know them and trust them. Now, there's another side of this, though. There's the professionalism side. If you know somebody well enough in your jurisdiction that you can go sit down in their house and have a meal or even get a covered plate of food and take it with you, are you being too friendly with somebody in your jurisdiction?
I guess that's a tough kind one. It is, because it could look like the favoritism or them, you know, expecting a favor in the future if they get hung up on something, you know. Right. And all those that I would personally go to, I work with, you know, with the fire department, or have been longtime personal friends, you know. So, but all of those people also know that they're not going to get any kind of favoritism out of me. You know, they know I got a job to do, and if they get hung up at some point, I got to do my job. You know,
right. And that matters. Yeah. But it's amazing how people can act like that 1 minute, and then when it's them that are getting hung up, you know, then when you got to jam them up for something, all of a sudden they're going, well, wait a minute, I thought we were buds. I thought this, I thought that. And you got to do your thing. One comment that I've received here is that this individual thinks it's more of just being kind to the officer. They don't see where it's a favoritism thing on their part. And I think what Steve's trying to say is that the favoritism that's expected back, certainly every police officer appreciates any family or individual that's kind enough to cook up a plate of food and offer it to them. That said, there were people in jurisdiction where I worked where if they offered me food, it would be going straight to the poison control center, because I would know that they'd shoot me if they could. They wouldn't be offering me food out of the kindness of their heart. They didn't have any kindness in their heart. However, there were other families that if they offered me a plate of food, it was because they were constantly trying to suck up to the police department, and they wanted some favor from the police department at some point. They expected some favoritism in return for their kindness. So, unfortunately, in law enforcement, we always have to measure what are we given for what we get. And kindness and support are always appreciated. It's a shame we work in a time where we have to be that paranoid. But unfortunately, it's the reality in many jurisdictions. Now, I'm sure there's some small towns where, you know, the police, where there are still some older time values, if you will, some traditional values, where law enforcement officers are by and large respected and honored and admired, and parents still tell their kids, When you grow, if you're scared, or if you have a problem, or if you're lost, you find the man in the uniform, and he'll help you out. Like what I was told when I was younger, what I'm sure Steve was told when he was younger. Now, especially in the high density population centers, more often than not, you hear parents telling their kids, "Be good, or the policeman's going to arrest you." And the kids growing up either hating or fearing us, and it's just a sad state of affairs. Let's move on away from such an ugly topic. We've got, I don't know, about 10 minutes left in the show, Steve. Let's talk about some safety concerns for civilians from both hats. Wear the cop hat, wear the fire hat. Earlier we talked about people being pickpocketed and awareness. Everybody goes out shopping at malls and strip shopping centers. My dad used to love taking us into the city. Talk to me about some of the things people can do just to be less of a target when they're out shopping.
I'd say one of the things that, as far as theft goes, is not be flashing cash. You know, if you're going to be paying cash, you know, separate your money out. You know, if you're going to have $1,000 cash on you, you know, have most of it stuffed away someplace so that when you're pulling out the cash, you're only taking out $20 or $50 or something at a time. So you're not flashing that big wad of cash. You know, plus staying aware, like I mentioned before, staying aware of, you know, who's around you. You know, use common sense, and you can pick up on the ones that are kind of unsavory, and you know, pique your suspicion as to what they may be, you know, up to.
Okay, what about stuff like When you're carrying your packages to your car because you got too much to carry anymore and you got to lock them in your car and you're going back in for more? Obviously, we want to lock them in our trunk, not like in a passenger compartment where they can be easily seen.
Right. You know, and if you have a vehicle that doesn't have a trunk, you know, like an SUV or something, you know, if you have that cargo cover that you can pull.
Right.
Pull the cover so it's covering it. You know, don't advertise it.
Okay, you know, out of sight, out of mind kind of thing.
Right. You know, the thieves are going to go after, you know, big items, you know, things that are going to be lucrative to them. And if they can't see it, then they're going to move on to the next car where they see that, you know, Xbox or something.
Right. Now, speaking of that, we also have a strategy in how we shop. You buy your high-ticket items last. So that right. If you're going to go out to your car and dump stuff and come back in for more – then you buy the low dollar items to leave them in the car. You save the Xbox and the jewelry and all that stuff for your last trip out to your car, right?
Right.
Okay. So what about driving in general? I mean, I know I'm an aggressively defensive driver. We've already talked about all the lunatics on the road that like to drink this time of year, get stupid. What about the aggressive drivers and other? Is there something people can do to be a little bit safer on the road?
Maintain that space so that you're not tailgating someone. Keep, you know, the old rule of thumb was, you know, one second gap for every 10 miles an hour.
Right.
That might be a little much, but you want to keep that reactionary gap because you never know when someone's going to come, you know, jamming in there between you and the car in front of you, you know, and, you know, cause an accident or, you know, whatever, or, and even paying attention to behind you. You know, you could be coming up on a stoplight or stop sign or something, and, you know, someone's not paying attention, you know, so that you can try and avoid things, you know, that way also.
You know, I've actually done that, and it freaked out my passenger. I was pulling up to a stop sign, and I looked up in my rearview mirror, and the guy behind me wasn't slowing down even a little bit. So I pulled off on the I pulled off onto the shoulder of the road really quick, and my passenger was like, "What are you doing?" And then the car went zooming by through the stop sign. Miracle they didn't cause an accident. And then he was like, "Oh, okay, never mind. I get it." People, I don't think, pay enough attention to what's going on behind them. During winter days, winter holidays, and we're coming in. I mean, winter doesn't really start till December 22nd, but we're getting closer, and some places have already seen a lot of snow. In general, during the day, drive with our headlights for assisted visibility, correct?
Right. You know, and in most jurisdictions or most states around the country now, if you're using your wipers, the headlights are supposed to be on. You know, true. If the conditions are decreasing, so your visibility isn't as well, your headlights should be on. You know, and then other safety concerns with that is making sure that you have good wiper blades to be clearing the snow or freezing rain, you know, from your windshield. You know,
right.
Making sure that you have plenty of washer fluid and that to be getting the road grime off your windshield.
And it's got to be the winter variety, not water that's going to freeze as soon as it hits your cold windshield.
Right. You know, making sure that you have plenty of tread on your tires. You know, and one of the big things too is slowing down. You know, there's, you know, the speed limit may be 45 miles an hour, but you know, but there's times when you actually need to be doing 40 or 35 or even slower.
Yeah. None of us, I think, does the speed limit. Not that I'm ever going to confess to having sped except for, the three speeding tickets that I've received since I started driving, low those many years ago. But we need to remember that the speed limit's the fastest we should be going, not, you know,
not
that speed
minimum
at which we get in trouble after it. You know what I mean?
Right.
All right. Put on your other hat. Put on your fireman hat because we've only got 2 minutes and we're done. Talk to me real quick about fire hazards related to the holiday season.
Making sure that your power strips aren't overloaded from all your lights, whether it be outside, you know, for all your strings of lights going up or around the Christmas tree, making sure that those power strips aren't overloaded. That's a big fire hazard if they do get overloaded. You know, those little circuit breakers don't always just pop and the lights go out. Sometimes they actually catch fire. Making sure if you're burning any candles that they're away from anything that can catch fire.
Okay.
Fireplaces,
wood stoves. I mean,
right. Well, fireplace.
You know a little bit about those.
Yeah, make sure that, I mean, this is the time of season that everyone's starting to light up their fireplaces. You know, make sure that the, you know, chimney is cleaned, that there's not going to be, you know, chimney fire.
Right.
You know, making sure that any, you know, especially if you have an open fireplace that just might have a screen on it, make sure that any extra firewood sitting there is far enough away from it so if there's a sort of spark that it's not catching that wood on fire.
Outstanding. All right, folks, we're down to the last 30 seconds of the show. I want to thank Mr. Steve Forges, police officer and fireman, for joining us. As always, Steve, it's been a great pleasure. For all of my listeners, I want you to know that my show producer called you all shy because you don't call in and talk to us. You need to do that. We will be back next week. This is Officer Radio on Officer.com. Thank you for listening today. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for being a part of Officer Radio, powered by the worldwide resources of Officer.com and hosted by Editor-in-Chief of Officer.com, 30-year law enforcement veteran Frank Borelli. Each week,